Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. High-level negotiations between Iran and six world powers, including the United States, resumed in Austria Saturday, a day after both sides said some progress has been made, but still no breakthrough. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We have a lot of work to do. There's some tough issues, but there's a genuine effort by everybody to be serious about this and to understand the time constraints that we're working under.
Mohammad Javad Zarif is Iran's foreign minister.
At this 11th hour, despite some differences that remain, we have never been closer to a lasting outcome. But there is no guarantee.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. The U.S. and its allies have suspected for years that Iran's nuclear program is aimed at building a nuclear weapon. Iran denies that, saying the program only has peaceful civilian purposes. The Greek finance minister has accused Athens creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece has a name, terrorism. He said what Brussels and the Troika want today is for the yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. However, Varoufakis said he was sure an agreement with the creditors could be reached because failing to agree would be too costly for both sides. Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday on Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert earlier this week calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant for possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. Well, across the United States Saturday, Americans celebrate the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain with parades, picnics, fireworks, and concerts. President Barack Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly address. The date also marks the 17th birthday of his elder daughter, Malia. The Obamas are hosting a backyard barbecue at the White House Saturday for several hundred members of the military and their families. Meanwhile, a naturalization ceremony for 100 new citizens with a keynote address from CIA Director John Brennan will be held at Mount Vernon, the Virginia estate of George Washington, America's first president. Reenactors portraying Washington and his wife Martha will also be present at the site. Philippine police have filed murder charges against the owner and the crew of the Philippine ferry that capsized, leaving at least 56 people dead. At least 141 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the Kim Nirvana went down Thursday, just minutes after leaving Ormoc City on the island of Leyte on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. A precise number of how many people were on board the vessel when it capsized is not known. Officials said bad weather was hampering the search effort for bodies. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants have executed 11 people who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of Moringa, a town in Nigeria's Borno state, say Boko Haram fighters entered their town before dawn Friday and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident, Mohammed Kimba, told reporters by phone that at daybreak, 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said all 11 were recent arrivals. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.